Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Tyson Foods today says that its profit jumped a better than expected 46% in the first 3 months of the year, lifted by the company's prepared food segment. For its fiscal second quarter, Tyson reported a profit of $310 million, or 75 cents a share, up from $213 million, or 60 cents a share a year earlier. Prepared food sales more than doubled to $1.87 billion from $861 million a year earlier, as average prices surged 27%. Beef sales were up 8%, pork sales were down 19%, chicken sales were flat. McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook says that he's stripping away layers of bureaucracy so that the company can move faster to keep up with changing tastes in an effort to revive the sagging business. McDonald's is restructuring its units into four groups: the flagship U.S. market, international lead markets such as Australia and the United Kingdom, high growth markets such as China and Russia and the rest of the world. Easterbrook also repeatedly stressed that the company will focus more on listening to customers, simplifying restaurant operations, and improving perceptions of its food. The Dow Jones Industrial averaged 17,987, up 53 points. The NASDAQ, 4,480, up 12. The S&P 500, 2106, up 5.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good field working conditions occurred across the U.S. Midwest over the course of the weekend, although there was some rain noted in the western Corn Belt. The precipitation was not very substantial, but there were some delays in farming activity that occurred out across portions of Iowa and Nebraska because of moderate amounts of rain. The precipitation was also noted to have extended back into the central portions of the U.S. plains and also northeastward into Wisconsin and parts of southeastern Minnesota. All of the precipitation was welcome, and it was also somewhat disruptive, as I mentioned before. And the reason for it being welcome is portions of the northwestern Corn Belt have been rather dry in recent weeks, and the moisture was certainly helpful in lifting the topsoil into a better moisture situation. Now, for the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, there was not much precipitation, but those areas, which have been stressed with dryness for multiple weeks, will get relief as we go forward through this coming week. In the meantime, the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest were basically left dry, and temperatures were really pleasant over the course of the weekend. The highest temperatures were all in the western Corn Belt, where widespread 80s and some temperature extremes up close to 90 degrees were noted. Most of those 80-degree readings occurred from parts of Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas northward to North Dakota and portions of Minnesota. The easternmost parts of the Midwest, of course, had temperatures were in the 70s. Our forecast, though, is going to continue to promote warm weather while we wait for the big storm system to evolve across the U.S. plains and portions of the western Corn Belt. And as we go out over these next few days, we'll see the warm weather continue across our region. High temperatures today will be in the 70s and some lower 80s across a big part of the region. We'll expect to see the high temperatures tomorrow very similar, although there may be a few pockets in the Great Lakes region that are a little bit cooler because of some localized thunderstorms. And then as we get out into the day on Wednesday, we'll see temperatures again in the 70s and 80s, and the same will occur also on Thursday. We will experience some increased cloud cover and some rain and thunderstorm activity, especially in the western portions of the Corn Belt. This morning, we have some showers and thunderstorms working their way across the heart of the Midwest along a cool front that has been drifting east and southward across portions of the region. Most of the precipitation at this hour was occurring focused on parts of Illinois and Indiana, with a few showers of light intensity in Michigan and a few back in Missouri and Kansas. Most of the precipitation, though, has been diminishing somewhat, and we'll likely see this trend continue. but the frontal boundary will likely work its way back to the north eventually, and as it does, it'll send most of the rain and thunderstorm activity along with it. And that should make the lower portions of the eastern Midwest relatively dry through a big part of this week, the Ohio River Valley in particular, and points southward into the U.S. Delta and southeastern states will all stay relatively dry through the work week, with only a few isolated showers of little significance. In the meantime, a large storm system will begin to send waves of energy through the plains and western Corn Belt. This will start Tuesday night and continuing to Wednesday and Thursday. We'll likely see the rain reaching into the dry areas in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and we'll also see some substantial rains in portions of hard red winter wheat country. Eventually, the precipitation will work its way eastward, crossing the Mississippi River and bringing more shower and thunderstorm activity into Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, as well as Kentucky. Much of that will occur as we go from Friday, actually late Thursday, into the weekend. The rains that occur are going to be locally heavy in some of the western Corn Belt. Some areas could see anywhere from 1 to 3 inches. Eastern parts of the Midwest, not quite so wet. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 491 and a quarter down 2. Soft May, 466 down 4. May corn, 358 and a quarter down 1.5. July, 361 and a quarter down 1.75. September, 367 and 3/4 down 2. December, 378 and a quarter down 2. Go out to July of 16 at 403 and 3/4. Down 2.5. May soybeans, 976.5, up 8. July, 972, up 7.25. September, 954, up 7.25. November, at 946.5, is up 5.75. May soybean meal is 315.40, up 70. May soybean oil is 3207, up 63 cents. June live cattle. Well, that market is not trading yet. It's a little bit early because it is on a Monday. So joining us now on the telephone to talk about all things markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. A little rain over your way this morning?
Yeah, we did get a little shower earlier this morning for about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, I think a half an inch or so here in Bloomington, which is probably pretty well received based on the amount of work that was done last week. Got a little rain on some of that freshly planted corn and soybeans, and you know, really a pretty decent situation here, at least weather-wise here in the short term. That continues to keep a lid on both corn and wheat here this morning, expecting corn planting progress to be in that 50%, maybe even closer to 55 here versus 19% a week ago. Still some rain in the plain state continuing to help wheat here a little bit, and wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see wheat ratings inch up just a little bit here, although the last couple weeks we've expected that. They've stayed steady at that 42%. We'll see if we get a little help in the wheat ratings here, and that's kind of keeping the grains anyway a little on the defensive once again here this morning, Dave.
Now we're going to find out a lot more about Kansas's hard red winter wheat because that tour starts tomorrow.
Yeah, that tour this week here, so we'll get a little news out of that, see what they expect here as we move forward, at least on the quantity and maybe even some quality talk here as we move through. So see if that gets any impact on the wheat market moving forward. But right now, mostly trading weather here to start the week.
Is the market spreading corn soybeans today, do you think?
Yeah, I think we're continuing to see some of that. We've seen some of that over the last couple weeks, really, where we've seen some of that relationship change between corn and soybeans. Soybeans once again gaining on corn here this morning. A little talk of maybe some Asian demand here for soybeans. We do have some ongoing concerns about the wage strike in Argentina. Looks like they're going to have some conversations here early this week, so we'll see if anything gets settled there. So a couple little news stories offering a little support to soybeans here this morning, but we are seeing some unwinding of some spreads in the corn and soybeans, and that continues to offer a little support to the bean market.
When you looked at how futures traded last week, the flat price of futures, and how it's trading today, what are your technical thoughts?
Well, we're approaching oversold condition here on the corn. We'll see if this 360 area continues to hold us in the July corn. So we're due for a little bit of a bounce here, but you know, with the way the weather is shaping up and the planting progress, it's going to be a little tough to get much of a bounce here going. But if we can bounce out of this 360 area, you know, we could get a little bit of an oversold bounce here, but wouldn't expect much more than that at this point here, Dave, unless we have some new news shaping up here.
And new news might come in the form of all of those estimates later this week as we gear up for next week's WASDE report.
More private estimates coming out. May 12th is that report. Not expecting a whole lot of change on the old crop ending stocks, but it is our first to look at 15-16.
Right.
Pull those acres from the March number and then throw a trend-adjusted yield in there and would expect a little less ending stocks number than what we're currently working with. So we'll see if the market can get a little excitement out of that.
What else on the calendar or docket this week?
Well, we're still trying to finish up May futures here. Deliveries continue to be fairly light. No corn delivered. We saw one contract of soybeans. Continues to keep spreads somewhat firm here. Basis on the other side, Dave, also continues to be firm. Really just a function of just not much cash movement. Farmers still got corn.
All right, let's go ahead and look at some futures markets and see how they're trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 461 1/4 down 2. The July, 498 down 2.5. Soft May, 466 down 4. July, 472 down 2. May corn, 358 1/4 down 1.5. July, 361 1/4 down 1.75. September, 367 1/2 down 2.25. And December at 378 is down 2.25 as well. May soybeans, 976 3/4, up 8.25. July, 971 3/4, up 7. August, 966 1/2, up 7.5. November, 946 1/2, up 5.75. May soybean meal is 315.20, up 50 cents. May soybean oil is 32.09, up 65. In July, 32.24, up 66. Have you subscribed to our free Aggie newsletter yet? You can do so on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. You can click on the subscribe link in the right navigation window. Get our weekly letter with technicals and fundamentals. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.